The Schenectady City Council will meet behind closed doors in executive session later today, and the talk is expected to center on allegations made against the mayor, Gary McCarthy. 38-year-old Sarah Dingley of the town of Rotterdam says the mayor was intoxicated in the early morning of May 19th, following her vehicle and flashing his headlights. The mayor has denied any wrongdoing. Police have not filed any charges. Haley Vaccaro is a reporter for the Daily Gazette. She's been following the story and says the council meeting begins at 5:30 today.
We're hearing from the press advisory about the meeting from the council is that the closed meeting will be regarding an incident that occurred on May 19th. I think we all know what that is by now. So I believe that the intention among the seven council members is to discuss Mayor Gary McCarthy's actions in the incident along with the police officers that were involved as well.
What has the mayor said so far about what happened? Has he denied any involvement? Has he denied intoxication? What's his response been?
Last week, he did give his side of the story about what happened. He's not denying the incident. He admitted that he did follow these two women to the police headquarters. He is denying that he was intoxicated at the time of the incident.
And the police were called. What was the police response?
It seems, based on the 911 audio that we received from the county, that it took a couple of minutes for police officers to get outside of the police station, but it was within a matter of minutes, and it appears that they interviewed McCarthy and then the two women separately. So from the 911 call, it sounds like they talked to McCarthy first, let him leave, and then they spoke with Sarah Dingley and her friend who was a passenger.
Now, this all started, allegedly, that the mayor was following these women because why? What was going on?
The mayor says that he saw them by his house on Lexington Avenue, and they were in a van with their lights on, so it appeared suspicious. He assumed that they may have been picking through garbage or breaking in cars, according to him, but he wasn't sure what they were doing. So he said he decided to follow them to try to get their license plate number, and that he tried to call 911, but that his phone wouldn't work in the car. And it's unclear what the two women actually were doing. When we asked police, they wouldn't provide any details about the discussion between the police officers and the two women at the police station or shed any light on what the situation really was.
There have been calls for an outside investigation. The women, the driver of the car wants one. I understand at least one council member has called for an outside investigation. Has there been any progress toward an outside investigation?
I think that's certainly the focus of the discussion now. So Councilman Vince Riggi did send a letter yesterday to the Schenectady County District Attorney calling for an outside investigation. What the DA decides to do with that from there is unclear, as he'll pass that on to state police, given his conflict of interest with McCarthy, having worked with him for more than 20 years, and we know that they're friends as well. And it's interesting that the woman, Sarah Dingley, is also agreeing with Riggi, saying she would like to see this outside investigation. But right now, we just don't know if that will happen or if any outside agency is paying attention even to what's going on here.
What about within the police department? Any talk of an internal affairs investigation, what the officers did or did not do?
I am not hearing any of that. I did reach out to Public Safety Commissioner Wayne Bennett, who would make that decision in terms of an internal investigation, and he is declining comment altogether and referring us to the police spokesman, Lieutenant Mark McCracken. And when asked, McCracken has responded that it's not a criminal investigation, that they're not looking into it, that it was handled outside of police headquarters, and that that was the end of it.
Has the mayor been making public appearances? Has he been cutting back on his schedule since this incident?
I believe it was the day after or 2 days after. He had a couple of already scheduled press conferences at City Hall. For example, Angelo Santa Barbara announced $1 million for smart city lighting in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood. Other than that, I haven't seen him at outside events, so outside City Hall. That's not unusual. I know he can't go to everything for scheduling reasons, but no, other than those City Hall press conferences that were already scheduled, I haven't seen him attend anything.
Haley Vaccaro is a reporter for the Daily Gazette.